sound of thunder. Love whispers, only whispers can say what it means, what it means. Flowing through the earth and walking around my veins. When the sun shines, we whisper. When the rain falls, we whisper.
Gbojẹdi mẹta igo aláwọ funfun ewé fìrí ọwọ méjì ago sí jẹ lili today to collect the money for the agbo he has buy last week. Ẹbùn
mami good morning ma.
Kaaro asabi bo ni how was your night? I have bring agbo for you to wash your belly down before you go to work.
Agbo on empty stomach. Yalagbo, I can't wait to take any agbo this morning. I don't want Auntie Diola to get to the salon before me.
Get to the salon. Keko ni pe ebon oko mi. Sebi, this is the agbo I've used to bring you up since you were a baby.
Mami, I will take agbo later in the evening. I want to finish packing my hair before I leave.
Ebo, my side. The way you are doing shakara up and down these days, they paint your face all over the place. Tell me, who is the man that has captured your heart?
Mami, you have come again, no? When I'm ready, I will bring home a husband to be.
When? Ebu, when? At your age, I have born 2 children. Iyase, my friend daughter, they don't they prepare for the wedding.
Mami, I don't have time for this early morning. You cannot put pressure on me to get married, though.
Ebu, I am your mother. I know waiting is good for you. All the men we want to marry you, you don't take them to shakara.
Mami, I said I don't have time for this early morning. In fact, where is my brown bag? I'm going to work.
Ebun.
Yalago, where all this shouting early this morning? As a security army officer who went on night shift, you're going to soon in the early morning. Yes, if they're serious, so I won't rest you.
Baba, soja funre. It is your daughter, Ebu, that is making me to shout this early morning. You need to talk to her to bring home my husband. Oh, time is going.
Leave Ebu alone. When she is ready, we will know her husband to be.
I no go open my eyes down and let Ebu waste time. I know the thing we are going.
Woman, will you keep quiet before I discipline you? Blood this civilian.
Sorry, sir. Retired soldier. But now, how's we do? We know the baraki.
Before I lose my temper, go and get my food and go to your agbo shop.
Couldn't you watch where you were going? 3 plates of food all broken and customers are waiting.
I'm so sorry. I was rushing to serve all the orders. See here, it has been crazy here at the food fair, with all people who are trooping in.
And are you the only person serving people here? You better be ready to pay the madam who hired us money for the broken plates. Cause me, I have no 1 naira to spare.
Babe, easy, Abba. It was a simple mistake now.
Hello, and who is your babe?
Your tongue is sharp, Well, don't worry. I'll pay for the broken plates. At least, I should be able to spare a bit of my alawi to pay for the bill.
Show off. So those of us that are not coppers should go and jump into Ogupa River, Abi.
You are so funny. And you look more beautiful when you are angry. By the way, my name is Femi. May I finally have the pleasure of knowing your name since we've been working together since morning?
Please. I'm not in the mood for any flattery. Just bring the broom and packer behind the reception. Let me sweep and pack these things before somebody gets injured.
Hey. Let me help with the sweeping. Since I'm the one who bumped into you. See, where I come from, we are gentlemen and we know how to treat ladies right.
You're funny, Femi.
Well, I'm glad I made you laugh and you remember my name too. So, may I have the honor of knowing your name, babe?
Tofumi.
Lovely name.
It's like you're good at flattering ladies.
Not really. just the one I bumped into and break the plate while serving food at a fair together.
You're not serious. So, what are you doing serving food like the rest of us poor people? Is your alawi not enough?
Well, I love food. They call me a foodie. Any opportunity to make extra bucks. Alawi is never enough. And you, Tofumi, are you really not the copper?
Femi, I'm here to make some money to also make my dream come true. I hope to be a copper one day.
I see. Well, you can achieve your dreams, Tofumi. Babe, you can.
Dude, even with all my hustling, we barely make enough to feed. Talk more of paying for school.
We are all hustlers, Tofumi. Even as a graduate of civil engineering, besides this food fair service opportunity, I do a lot of social media marketing for people. You should follow me on Twitter.
You're so lucky, Femi. I come from a family that cannot afford to send me to school. And I'm about losing my admission into the polytechnic if I do not raise the money to pay for my fees.
Oh, you have an admission already?
Well, yes, I do, to study accounting.
Babe, I believe things will work out for you.
Femi, stop it. I am not your babe.
And babe suits you well. In fact, you are officially my babe. You like it or not?
You're not serious.
Babe, I'm serious. Read my lips.
In your dreams.
Tofumi, you have not served table 5-4.
I beg, let us leave here before customers start shouting and madam catches us here talking.
See, for you, I'm willing to face anything, Tofumi.
Femi, we only just met here. And after today, we may not meet again. Perhaps until another food fair, which is next year.
Which is why we will exchange Twitter handles and WhatsApp numbers. What's bad in that?
Well, I don't even have a phone.
Is it that you don't want to give me your number? In this generation, you must at least have one small palasana.
Loud Whispers is brought to you by One Life Initiative.
That lazy girl, Titi, my apprentice. She has been gone for 20 minutes just to get buttons and zip. Ha! She will come and meet me here.
Mommy, good evening.
Bolu, is this the time you're supposed to return from school?
Ma, we're trying to finish a practical assignment that our group teacher gave us. Tomorrow is the submission day.
Bolu, which Greek assignment are you talking about?
Mom, I'm not lying, no. Serious. If you don't believe me, you can ask Helen.
Hey.
We came back together.
Hey, Bolu, Ma. You have started following bad gang. That Helen friend of yours, I don't really like her. Shanu me.
Mom,
you know you are the only one I have.
Mommy, I'm not following any bad gang. You should know me. And Helen too is a good girl.
Good girl, indeed. Do you think I don't see how boys follow her around when she should be facing her studies?
Mom, Helen is one of the best in our class. And we both studied together. Those guys are just our classmates now.
Classmates, Abby?
Yes.
Bolu, I hope you have not started having boyfriends.
Boyfriends? Ah, Mommy, you like drama, oh.
Let me do the drama now, before my enemies laugh at me, finally. And, young lady, tomorrow, coming back from school, come straight to shop. I hope I'm clear.
Yes, ma.
Bolu, I'm just looking out for you as my only child. It's not that I don't trust you.
Mom,
and
please believe me when I say I was only doing an assignment. I'm going to make you and Daddy proud. I promise. I will not disappoint you now.
Okay. I'm happy to hear this, Bolu. It's just that I don't want your father's family to have an opportunity to point fingers at me. Already, they have tried to get your father another wife. Simply because I can't give him a male child and I can't give him another child apart from you.
Mommy, you worry too much. But you know that he loves us both.
I know, my daughter. Let's leave that talk for now. Come and go down the street to check for Titi that I've sent to get me buttons since over 40 minutes now.
Mommy, and this is your new apprentice. I'm hungry.
Diola, this pounded yam, I'm a foriro. Oh, debe.
You know, after working hard at your workshop today, you You deserve a good meal. Now you can go have your bath and sleep well.
My baby, after correct food like this, we need to top it up.
Oh boy, oh boy, bro, Jerry, keep your hands to yourself. Oh, no show today. No show.
Abba, don't think that trouser you are wearing to package yourself. We discourage me, Kojorara. You know that you are the only woman that makes my heart and my body to do jiggy jiggy.
Boy, stop it now. You will wake the children up, especially Tolu, your baby.
Wake up, Babo. She be there in their room. And we are here in the sitting room. So nobody will disturb each other. Come closer to me, my baby.
Oh, boy, leave me, Jare. Ah, see, Tolu, our baby is just 3 months old.
Mm-hmm. And so?
And I'm not ready for any pregnancy. Anytime soon.
No.
You know me.
So how long am I going to wait before I can be with my wife? Diola, you are pushing me to do what I don't want to do.
Please try to understand my husband, eh?
Understand what?
Junior, our first child was only 6 months old when I got pregnant with Tolu.
And so?
Her own delivery was through a cesarean section. I am afraid of getting pregnant again, but you need to understand this, please.
It's not easy. Are we going to wait for 1 year?
This is why I suggested you allow me to go for family planning.
I don't want to hear about that family planning or something you are calling it. I don't want to hear it at all. Have you not heard that those family planning tablets or whatever you people think you are taking can prevent a woman from getting pregnant? Have you not heard that? I even heard that women who use it start getting very fat or even bleed continuously. Do you want to put yourself in trouble?
Yeah, that's not true. The nurses explained to us while I was attending antenatal that family planning methods are very safe. They will check me first to see which of the methods fit me. See, what they use for woman A is not what they will use for woman B. It only prevents pregnancy when a woman is using it. Once we are ready to have another child, then I will stop it and pregnancy will happen again.
What did you expect the nurses to say?
I can't afford to get pregnant again too soon. When our first two are like twins, let us try this family planning thing.
Diola, I forbid you to try using any family planning method in this house. For what? What's your problem, girl? You just want to use the excuse of not wanting to get pregnant to deny me of my right of intimacy with you. In this cold weather.
It is not like that, my husband. Look, I just want to lure our baby to be a little older before we have another baby. Then I can also rest from the surgery I had during delivery.
If you continue like this, I will sort myself outside.
Ha!
Loud Whispers continues next week. Don't miss it.
According to Family Planning 2020, the rate of use of contraception among women in Nigeria is 14.3%. This is low. It was also reported in the NDHS 2018 that the most popular contraceptive methods used are implants for married women and male condoms for unmarried women. Family planning by the use of contraception aids in spacing the age of children a couple can have.
Loud Whispers was brought to you by One Life Initiative with support from Amplify Change. If you have questions or comments, contact us on our WhatsApp line 0902-777-0177. Or you can reach us through our Facebook or Instagram handle at One Life Initiative.